So today I want to talk to you about distractions, and you are nearing the very end of this work on practicing the presence of God. And so I think that this is an important discussion, and then we'll have some prayer time. You're going to hear me rustling some books or turning pages, I'm sure, because I'm wanting to reference our dear brother Lawrence and our Attention Intention book. So take this in, if you would. The presence of God is in the holy moment, and what makes each moment holy is the presence of God. And yes, while we can see into God through nature, through a child, maybe even through your own eyes, it's really living, engaging the presence of the holy in the moment. And in actuality, there's nothing else to fill the moment but God. So let's talk about distractions just for a few minutes, if that. And that is that distractions are created by the world, and which we have many. I don't have to list them. They go on and on. And the most dangerous distractions are those that keep our minds preoccupied and attached to, whether it's social media, video games, television, movies, anything that would cause us to do the exact opposite of what this work is helping us do. And that is take us out of the present moment. And we willingly go. We willingly walk into these distractions, because the present moment can sometimes feel empty or lonely. Because if we are here now and we're not aware, we're not falling into Christ, we are not open to the Holy Spirit, then what we provide for ourselves is pretty empty. And so we fill it with whatever the world is giving us in any given moment. We can become so attached that we become addicted to the adrenaline rush, addicted to the dopamine shots, even if it's fake dopamine that's provided by scrolling through Instagram or TikTok or whatever the newest, latest social media craze would be. We look every place but here for our refreshment. And even when we are present, oftentimes our mind will go back to the past. We go back to what we did wrong, even yesterday, even an hour ago. We beat ourselves up. Then we fall into shame and guilt. Or when we're here, in the present, we then fill it with worries about the future. What could happen? What might happen? What should happen? And all of our ideas to fill it in. Our challenge, just like Scripture said, you do not war against flesh and blood, unless it's our own flesh and blood. We do not war in this world. We war against the energies of the air, the spirits of the air, the principalities, all the distractions that are created in this world, of which there are, like I said, I know I'm repeating myself, they're too numerous to even mention. And so, as we come to the end of this time together, you've only just dipped your toes into the water. This is key. The present moment is the portal for entering into the holy sacredness of God. And when we go fully and willingly, openly, ready to engage God, not on our terms, but on God's terms, not to engage God to agree with us, not for God to consent to what we want, to acquiesce, like, oh, well, I had this plan for you, but since you've been kicking and screaming, and since you've been having so much trouble, I just want to put you out of your misery, and I'm going to give you what you want. Go ahead, you can have the relationship with that person, even though I know that he or she is not the best person for you. Go ahead, you can have whatever it is that you're striving for, even though I know it's not the ultimate for you. That is not how God provides for us at all. But that's what we want. No. In the presence, we ask that His thoughts would be our thoughts, that His way would replace our way, that His guidance would replace what we think is best. And all of that happens when we are present to the presence of the Holy in any given moment. I know full well that this is not easy. Anything at all, if we've come to anything as we've finished these few weeks together, as we're coming to our last session, and that is recognizing that, wow, living, practicing the presence of God, that can be kind of challenging. However, as Brother Lawrence, let me see where he says it, if I can find it. I closed the book and now I can't find it, but I'm sure I'll find it by the time we speak during our last session. And that is that, well, I'll read this to you. The practice is that the most general and the most needful in the spiritual life is the practice of the presence of God. It is the schooling of the soul to find its joy in His divine companionship. It is to hold with Him humble and loving communion, and to do it during all times, whether it be through our temptations and tribulations, in all times of our dryness of soul, and even when we fall into unfaithfulness, or we actually sin or turn away, we should apply ourselves unceasingly to so ruling our actions that they become little acts of communion with God. So when you find yourself fully distracted and immersed in something that is taking you away from the Holy Presence, it's okay not to beat yourself up, because so far you have the opportunity to come back and come back and come back. And the more you do, the more living in the presence of God will be your MO. And so, if I may pray for you all, pray for us all. Our holy, holy God, Father of all that is, and Creator of all seen and unseen, including us, we come to you and we ask for strength. We ask for strength to turn away from those distractions, to be aware, to have a clearer mind and focus, to renew our intention to live in your presence, to receive your love, to follow Jesus, and to allow your most Holy Spirit to breathe in us and through us and to speak in us and through us. We long for you, we need you, and we receive you. Be with us as we come to the end of this time where we walked with Brother Lawrence, or he walked with us, with your Holy Spirit leading the way. Today, just today, we ask that we can turn from those distractions and turn to you and turn into all situations, anything that's presented that draws us deeper into you, and turn away from anything that creates chaos in us, that numbs us, that takes us away from your holy presence. And it is through Christ, in Christ, and with Christ that we pray. Let it be so. Amen. Let peace be with you, my dear soul friend. Let peace be with you. Pray with you soon.